Hi, welcome back. As promised, I'm back with another podcast just before a month ends. Actually, I did my last podcast last month. You know what? I take it back. But anyways, welcome back to my podcast, Life from Em's Perspective. I hope you enjoyed the last podcast that I was able to share. I hope it played some sort of important role in your life and encouraging you guys. But today I'm actually gonna talk about something simple, or at least it should sound simple. But today's topic is literally just understanding the importance of appreciating, or even if you don't appreciate it, acknowledging and not deeming people's achievements based on how high value you give it. I don't know if that makes sense. So technically, if somebody is achieving something, it might be little to yourself, I mean in your sight or to you, but for them it's a big achievement. So this is just a podcast and to remind you, those people who've achieved big, who are doing great in life, congratulations, and I'm really happy for you, and the universe should be proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself. But for those who haven't achieved as much, and who haven't achieved or who haven't been able to get to where they want, but they're achieving little by little, I just want to say congratulations to you too. Congratulations. Don't belittle your achievements and don't let anybody do the same, because trust me, you the only one who knows how hard, how much battles you're fighting to just achieve those little things that everybody's not appreciating. So this is a message to everybody who's doing great in life to just understand, even if you're not doing great in life, but you are seeing that somebody is achieving something, or they're trying their level best to achieve what they want to achieve in life, and they're getting little by little success, don't dim the light. And also don't feel the need to be like discouraging, because sometimes people don't realize that what's big for you doesn't mean it's big for the other person. And I'm not saying that in the way that you know, if you're doing great, then you shouldn't, you know, recognize your own achievement and stuff like that. Of course you should go ahead and recognize your own achievement, but remember that even the people who are achieving little, that's a huge success in their life, and that's big for them. So for you to feel the need to be like, when somebody achieves something that in your sight is like, why they're boasting about it, or why they, you know, bragging about it and stuff like that, and you discourage them to feel like that's not even a thing, like, you know, it's not a big deal, get over yourself, I don't know why you're boasting about all this and that, all that and that, like, just remember you were once there too. So that's a good reminder to remind yourself, you've been there too. And just because it's not big in your sight doesn't mean that it's not big in their sight, and that doesn't mean that it's not a huge achievement in their life. So just a little message and a little reminder that yes, you know, maybe let's say, for example, career wise you've just gotten a promotion, or even the job that you're doing is really, really good and it pays damn well, like you're up there, and any like even like when you're training, or you're in gym, or you're like, you know, you're studying, and you've achieved greater than the other person has, just be mindful that what they're doing is what they're capable of. And even if it's not what they're capable of, but in that moment, that's how much they can achieve, that's how far they can go, because with time, with everything gets better. So you might be laughing at them today, and tomorrow they will be on another level that you've never even imagined for yourself, because remember, you beat them to it, that's why you're great at it. So they're also just coming and making little achievements, and those little achievements are they're really big, things people they should be recognizing. So this message is to encourage people to be remindful of the fact that if you have friends or family members who are like, who are, I wouldn't say who are less than you, but who are on the, you know, who are achieving little than you at the moment, just be encouraging, you know, don't put them down for it. Just encourage them and remind them that, listen, no achievement is small. Every achievement is big. We work hard to achieve. So whether it's something huge or whether it's something small, an achievement is an achievement. Okay? So if you put your effort into that little thing that you're doing or into that big thing that you're doing and you're able to achieve it, celebrate it. And don't let anybody put you down for it. Okay? This is just a message for those people who might feel shy, or who might even feel ashamed, or who might even be like, ugh, this is not something that, you know, I should brag about. This is not something that I should be talking about, because it's not big compared to what they've achieved, compared to what they've, you know, experienced, compared to what, no. On the crown and on your effort and on yourself for even going for that little thing. Okay? You did great. You made a step. You've actually decided to go for it and you achieved it. So be proud of that little achievement. Their achievement might be greater for them. Your achievement is greater for you too. Okay? So no achievement is big, no achievement is small. So just a little encouragement for those people who feel like they shouldn't be celebrated. You ought to be celebrated. And if nobody celebrates you, sweetheart, just celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Take yourself out for a breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, or whatever best suits you, whatever makes you feel like you're celebrating yourself, do it. Do it because you've worked hard for that little thing that the universe thinks that it's little, but in your eyes is really big. Okay? And don't let anybody tell you it's small, because they don't know how many nights you've stayed up, how stressful you've been about that little thing that everybody's considering little. They don't know how much effort you put into it, you know, but you do. So don't let anybody tell you that your effort were not worth it. And don't let anybody tell you that the effort that you put in to achieve what you just achieved is less than what they've achieved. You know, everybody has their own battles to fight, and everybody has their own struggles that they go through when they want to achieve something. And everybody has a different set of expectations. So if you meet your own expectation, you're able to achieve that little thing that you just did, and you're like, oh my god, I was struggling so much, but oh my god, finally I got it. Celebrate it, baby. Like, honestly, celebrate yourself. Celebrate everything that you achieve, little or big. Celebrate it. And for people who are braggers and who just show off about your big achievements, congratulations, but please be a little bit nicer and just encourage even those people who are celebrating a little bit of their achievement even to be greater at what they're doing. Because don't forget that if you are deeming someone's achievement, and if you just, you know, show them that what they're doing is not worth it, or what they've achieved is not even worth celebrating or worth even acknowledging, then you're literally trying to cut their wings. You know, they just started flying and you're just trying to cut their wings from flying even further. So if you're a person who, you know, that you've been through struggle to get somewhere, you've been through struggle to get what you want, to achieve what you want, and even you're working on yourself to achieve even more because you know you're capable of doing it, please do yourself a favor, or even just other people a favor, and become a mentor for that person who's trying to fly higher. Don't cut off their wings when they just started getting where they want to be, or when they just start flying to get to your level. There's nothing wrong with somebody catching up to you, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. And when people literally step back and hold back from providing other individuals with information or with some sort of guidance that can allow them to also achieve greater goods and to achieve big, just like themselves. Bro, what are you doing? Like, honestly. Because when they get to the level that you are, it doesn't mean that you lose the value and you lose what you've achieved. Because that, I know that personally, I think that's some sort of insecurity, but if you know there's something that you can do to help somebody get to the level that they hope to get to, because some people might consider you a mentor without you realizing. You might be literally a life example for somebody and they look up to you secretly and you don't even realize that. You might be someone's inspiration and you don't know that. So people, just be careful with how you treat those people who are trying to come up and who are trying to just, you know, step into the door in regards to anything they do. Because you might really be someone's inspiration, and the way you react and the way you talk and the way would literally influence their, you know, their self-esteem. And I'm not saying that you should be in charge of everyone's well-being and everyone's mental health and everyone's, you know, whatever feelings, you know, because you also have your own stuff going on. But just watch out and realize that somewhere around the corner you inspire somebody, and don't feel as if that you sharing the information that you have and you sharing the experience you have or the resources you have to help somebody achieve what they're capable of or what they want to achieve will actually make you less of a person, or it will actually take away the value, or they will be taking away the position that you hold within society or anything. Nah, don't withhold information that can be so helpful for somebody else. So today's message is simply to both big achievers and small achievers: look out for yourself, and honestly, just be able to encourage each other. And little achievers, I salute you guys, and I just hope that you keep doing what you're doing and you keep achieving big and you don't listen to the haters, or you don't even listen to the discouragers, and you don't even pay attention. Don't pay attention to anybody who thinks that you can't make it up there and who thinks that you can't do it, when deep down inside you know you're capable of it. So keep that little voice in you that's telling you can do it, and just hold on tight to it. Okay, don't feel intimidated by people who've already got it all sorted out, because they were always not like that too. There was time where they didn't have it sorted out. Okay, so it's just a matter of time, and it's just a matter of experience, and it's a matter of consistency and commitment, and just being self-aware and knowing that you will be able to handle everything that the universe throws at you when you put your heart and mind to it. So this is just a little message for you, and just keep pushing, keep going. Just know that there's people like us here who are really, you know, voting for you and who are really, really believing in you, okay? Don't let one negative voice, two negative voice, five negative voice, or five negative individuals come into your life and tell you you're not capable. You know, where there's those five negative people, there's also five positive people. So you get to choose who you want to pay attention to, who you think whose voice should literally be the loudest in your life and in your ears. So just keep pushing, you know, we're behind you, and I just wish you all the best. Thank you for listening for today. I hope this message finds you well, and it's able to change something in your life if you're just feeling low and feeling discouraged from other people or from even yourself, just feeling that you can give up at any minute. I hope that this helps you and reminds you that you are strong and capable of doing what you want, and remembering that you have a lot of people cheering you, even if you also have people who are not. Just find time and just tune in to those people who are supporting you and not those people who are discouraging you. So thank you for today, and you guys have a good month ahead of you.